WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hello, I'm Simon Cowell.
Bullshit.
WTR's Got Talent.
You better think about what you're saying.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents the evolution in online pro wrestling sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
I don't want to listen to a jive-ass preacher talking to me about heaven and hell.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Hello, boys. Nice to see you. Please, have a seat.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
We're on a mission from God.
There is also an intern.
He's going to be staying with me for a few weeks.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Bring me four fried chickens and a Coke.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is third generation female superstar, Natty Neidhart.
Hey, everybody, this is Biff Naked. And I just want to say that when I grow up, I want to be just like Trish Stratus.
This is Booker T.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink, so you guys better split.
Wrestle Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. By the way, if you listen to the archives, the podcast of this show, we're now available on Amazon Music. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Anyway, I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by the special guest host this week, Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, hot off the presses of wrestling in the middle of a baseball diamond at a campground.
See, I was going to ask you how your day was, so that was your weekend. So how was your weekend?
It was good. I wrestled a very large man who calls himself a rhino. Based on who he calls himself, I'm sure you could guess how that went. But I put up a good fight. Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. We also have the intern.
Well, Keishi, is this the rhino or just a rhino?
It is a rhino, an up-and-coming rhino. That does spell it with an I, not a Y, but he has a regular name with rhino in parentheses.
So, Brent, how was your weekend?
Great. I'm ready here to, you know, talk all about NWA Empower and NWA 73, and I also aren't we going to cover Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley? I mean, this is like fight night, right?
Not tonight, no, sadly.
No.
And then there is the one and only Tim Stein. The one and only Tim Stein.
That would be me. That would be correct. That would be
That's
me unmuting the mic. Thank you very much for the cue.
So, Tim, how was your weekend?
Oh, what's a weekend? All I do is work. I mean, I was working Friday. I worked Saturday. I worked today and had a little bit of an interesting conversation at a four-way stop on the way home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I'm just sitting at the four-way stop waiting for my turn to proceed. And this lady, I can only assume, was a prostitute, a hooker. if you will, actually approached and asked if I wanted some company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just for the hell of it, I said to her, "Well, what do you charge?"
What'd she say?
Well, she told me for $300, I'll do anything. And I thought about it, and I, $300, okay, hop in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, so she gets in the car. We come back to my place, get out of the truck, get out of my truck. She says, "Okay, honey, what do you want me to do?" And I said, "Paint my house." You can't get somebody to paint your house for only $300. She said she'd do anything.
You can also do the dad joke command in chat for more great jokes just like that.
Or better ones.
Exclamation point dad joke. You know, Chris Rock tells that joke and 15,000 people laugh and pay him $30 a ticket. I tell it and you guys roll your eyes. Shut up.
If we shut up, it's a bad webcast. So let's keep talking, Tim.
You got a point there. We don't want a bad webcast. So, yeah, officially, welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I'm really glad that you're here to join us on Sunday night. I do believe, Rock, that a lot of people that listen to us on Sundays check out all the wonderful programming we have on the website throughout the rest of the week.
I would hope they do. I hope they listen to post show on Mondays. The Rack live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Also CB Radio on Saturday nights.
Ooh, tell me about The Rack. What's The Rack?
Pro Wrestling Podcast, Tim, where we cover news, notes, NXT, and more.
Wow. Hey, I know exactly what it is. I'm just bullshitting with you. In case you didn't know, The Rack is a multi-time, multi-award-winning Internet Radio Awards webcast, podcast.
It is.
Yeah. We, you know, Russ Talk Radio used to win awards.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Well, we've been around for what, 17 years now?
Has it been that long, Tim?
It sure some days feels like it.
I used to know you as a voice of wrestling.
Oh, my God. That was 2002, 2003.
It's been a long time.
It has been a very... Yeah, have we known each other that goddamn long?
I don't know if we've known each other that long, but I've known of you since that point.
Wow, I must be a bit of a big deal. Perhaps you've heard of me.
You at one point were internet famous.
At one point, I was internet famous. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. For 17
hold
and
on.
A half years...
Hold on, Tim. You were no Internet Dave, but you were Internet famous.
Oh, I wish you played that clip right now.
I would have to dig it up somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Oh, that would be good. Who the fuck's Internet Dave? Oh, my God. Yeah, there you go. That's a long story in and of itself, and only those people who have been with us for that long will get the inside joke. It has transitioned to an inside joke because we've got a whole new cast of listeners.
And hosts.
Would that be a cast or an audience?
They're the audience. We're the host. We're the cast.
So that makes,
and we have an intern.
That makes us the cast.
Yeah, we have an intern now because, you know, reasons.
Woohoo!
Hi, intern.
Hey!
There you go. I got a question for Casey.
Fire away.
How busy was it at the Campground Wrestling Show? How many, was it a good crowd?
Yeah, it was pretty good. A little bit less than their last show from what I was told. I was not at their last campground show, but the turnout was still very, very, very good.
Good. Do you know when the next Can-Am Wrestling show is going to be?
As far as I know, it will be September 22nd back at their original home here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada at the Back Alley Nightclub. Which means it is a 18-plus show, but the Walking Weapon will be there.
The Walking Weapon?
Yeah, TNA Impact Champion, the Walking Weapon. Josh Alexander.
There you go.
Will be there.
I was waiting for
wrestling.
I was waiting for the full
and
name.
And maybe defending his Impact title. I'm not going to say that he is or not because I'm not the Booker Man.
You are not the Booker Man. Will you? Since it's 18-plus, will you show some skin that show? Will you show some skin?
I won't actually be there. It happens on an evening that I am dad-sponsible, so yes, my job as a parent takes precedence over all things.
I mean, on the bright side, you have an entire audience of babysitters if you do need to enter the ring at any point.
It's at a nightclub. Don't think they'll be in any sort of toxicology level that I would deem appropriate to watch my child.
And yeah, there's going to be gear there.
Lindsay, I don't know if they'll have lady wrestlers on that show.
they could watch.
The show also starts after my child is supposed to be in bed, and it's a school night.
Anyway, go see Pro Wrestling Live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
If you live
at,
there.
At the Back Alley.
Also, every Friday night at the Legion downtown for RCW, the other company I work for.
Shouldn't there be a more dramatic pause in between those words?
Usually, yes.
Okay.
Just usually.
Yeah, just say Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada, and you can get away with it.
You get away with it.
There we go.
Well, we have wrestling to actually talk about tonight.
Yes, we do. So we should probably kick it off. Why don't we start with the opening segment?
It's an opening contest. It was a wrestling reference.
Oh, the opening contest.
Get it? The first match in the opening contest. You were a promoter. You should know this thing.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying the opening segment, whatever. The opening contest, you see, we don't call it that in wrestling.
All announcers do.
Yeah, but we don't. We call it the curtain jerker.
Anyway, tonight's opening contest is all about Adam Cole Bebe, who apparently is a free agent as of 2 days ago. So what is his next move? Where is he going to go? Where should he go?
Twitch.
I mean, he's already there.
He's not giving up his Twitch.
Actually, that's incorrect. Chugs is on Twitch. There Adam Cole is not. Two different people. One's a really nice dude, and then there's Adam Cole.
Don't forget, he's also on YouTube.
We don't know if he's on YouTube anymore.
We'll see.
Well, he's still... Hey, he made an appearance for Up, Up, Down, Down.
On Friday.
Well, according to the latest episode of Battle of the Brands, they were like, yes, we also have questions, and we don't know any of the answers to them, so stay tuned.
Because both now that two parts of the party are, huh?
Well, I mean, one of those two parts of the party seems to be able to still make appearances in the chair, so to speak.
In the chair, on the lawn, wherever it may be.
So maybe they're just focusing on their school and not branching out into the world of appearances. Who knows?
But
he's not the topic of conversation.
No,
right
he's
now.
Not. No, Breeze is not. Or Matt in the chair. Whoever you want to call him. No, we're here to talk about Adam Cole.
Maybe.
Who's his wife or girlfriend or whatever?
Dr. Britt Baker. Say it with me, Brent.
D-M-D. You can tell the three people who watch AEW.
You've really got to practice that simultaneous speaking, guys.
Well, we can't see everybody's finger go down at the same time.
There was a finger motion as I did it.
There's no, we're not on a video chat.
Oh God, if we were on a video chat. But no, so touching on your question.
Questions, yeah.
Where does he go? I have my personal opinion, and I've let you know this. And I've had conversations with Jobber about this, where he should go if he wants to be a star, if he wants to actually have an impact, no pun intended, should be with the WWE. Vince has already basically made overtures that he wants to have storylines written for him. He wants to feature him. He wants to exalt him, essentially, because he also knows what's waiting outside. He lets him go. Honestly, with all of the talent influx that has gone to AEW, Adam Cole would be another guy. And he'd have to wait probably about a year or two before he starts to really get going in that company. Because
when you
Phil
say,
is there.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you say just another guy, why?
Because Phil is there.
Phil? Who's Phil?
The crowd can chant his name for you if you need to know who
okay,
he is.
Okay. CM Punk for those listening.
There we
the first
go.
Time.
Yes. CM Punk. CM Punk.
Are you not a fan of CM Punk?
I'm going to wait to see what he does and how long he remains interested and who ends up getting pushed out of the spotlight so that he gets to stand in the center of it. Because
CM Punk, the selfless savior of professional wrestling?
Yeah, that's why he's debuting in his hometown, and they basically built an entire show just around him in his hometown.
And nowhere else.
Yeah, but it's like, you've got CM Punk there. Daniel Bryan is supposed to be there as of next week if reports are believed to be true. If not that, then sometime in September in New York is the other opportunity.
He'll be there in the next month, yeah.
You've got Kenny Omega, who's not going to give up his spot. You've got the Young Bucks, who are not going to give up their spot. There's reasons why they're EVPs and that they're the focal point of the brand right now. You've got Cody, who's pulled away, but as soon as he comes back, everyone knows that there's focus on him. You've got Andrade, you've got Malakai Black, you've got Miro, you've got... did I say Andrade already?
You got John Moxley.
You've got Hangman Page, who's supposed to be a big deal. You've got Jungle Boy and Darby Allin that you're trying to build. All of those names already there. Where do you fit Adam Cole in? Jobber and I tried to do a tier list yesterday, and he put him at a certain spot, and I said, great, now try and fit him in on TV. Who does he fight against? Because he has to go over someone to start. Which of those top guys do you... Oh, and Jericho is still there, and MJF.
AEW is becoming bloated.
Which is what they ridiculed people for before. And we don't even know if a certain member of the Rotunda family may make an appearance with them.
I know, everyone's waiting for the big Bo Dallas return in AEW, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm talking Bo, yeah.
I believe it will happen, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for Buddy Murphy to debut with AEW and hit the top tier.
Buddy Matthews.
Whatever.
And we should say Taylor Rotunda, who's living his best moment right now.
If you need a house in the Florida area.
Just call. Anyway. So you say he's, you know, going to be behind other people. So your ideas go back to WWE. What else? What do you think, Casey?
I don't put a whole lot of thought into stuff like this because I don't read dirt sheets. I just kind of watch wrestling and react when it happens. So these questions are not, I won't have the greatest answers.
Where do you want to see him go?
Honestly, I don't know where I want to see him go. I mean, I want to see him somewhere because he's really, really good. At the end of the day, based on, you know, his position right now contractually with the WWE, his popularity, and like the fact that he could literally go wherever he wanted to. I mean, he could go wherever he wanted to. But, you know, Brent makes a very good argument of like, if he goes to AEW, will he get lost in the shovel? It's very likely that he will, especially with everything that's going on over there. Could he go to Impact? Yeah, and I'm sure he would do just fine there. He would probably be a little bit higher up and not lost in the shuffle at Impact as he would in AEW.
Just or please, do you... don't go to Impact. No one's watching the show. Anyway, continue.
I mean, I do occasionally when I have time, but that's a whole different thing.
It's a small percentage compared to others.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think they would offer him the type of deal that he's probably looking for, and also the type of deal that he could get from two or more of other places that he could go to. So yeah, I mean, staying in WWE may not be any better or worse than going to AEW. He could, yes, as we've seen in the past, moving up to Raw or SmackDown could cause him to get lost in the shuffle, just like it would and probably could at AEW. But depending on how his contract negotiations go, and the fact that if you believe what they say, Vince wants storylines for him because he knows what'll happen if he leaves, well, then, you know, maybe he's got a shot in one of those two places. Though, I mean, looking at the people holding the title right now, it's not top tier.
See, the one thing I would say about Adam Cole if he stays in the WWE, I don't think he would get lost in the shuffle because I think he, unlike a lot of people that they may bring up from NXT recently, the thing that sets Adam Cole apart from them is the fact that Adam can get on a mic and captivate people. He can draw attention to himself.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, but, you know, you look at other guys, like, Kevin Owens can do the same thing. It's, you know, he's much more, like, he's the guy who literally does not shut up. And not in a bad way. It's just what he does. So, like, I mean, Kevin Owens has done a good job of kind of at least staying people, you know, he...
Relevant.
He stays afloat.
He stays very relevant in WWE.
Yeah, and that's regardless of whether he's in a title picture or not. So, I mean, Adam Cole could very easily do the same thing. If it were my choice, I would rather see him go to SmackDown only because I can tolerate SmackDown more and I want to see Adam Cole.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to the brand that you can tolerate the most.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, when I watch SmackDown and it's over, I just go, oh, wow, that didn't feel like 2 hours. And when I watch Raw and I get to halfway through, I usually am like, how much longer? So
Casey, imagine doing a podcast for almost a decade right after Raw, after 3 hours, every Monday, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, don't blame anybody but yourself for that one.
So, I mean, maybe we put Adam Cole on Raw so more people will want to watch it.
Hey, give me something to watch on a Monday.
Yeah, that's you know, let's throw Rock a bone and put Adam Cole on Raw.
Yeah, but Raw's bloated.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, if you
don't. What kind of opinions? I don't know. You throw out a statement, you gotta back it up.
If you look at it on paper, you wonder how so few matches end up in a 3 hour show. So is it bloated, or could we crowbar Adam Cole in there and maybe make it better?
Well, it's bloated roster wise, but it's not bloated match wise.
Well, who knows? Maybe we'll have a third quarter cut happen.
Don't wish any more cuts coming.
God,
they don't need it.
No,
Casey, what do you have against Humberto Carrillo? Huh? What is it?
Oh crap, he's still there.
That's the best answer you can get. Tim, where do you want to see him go?
Well, I'm gonna wind up echoing what Casey said. I think that he'd be better served being on SmackDown. Now Raw could use somebody who can work the stick. And instead of having Cole and Owens on the same program, find a way to shuffle Owens to Raw.
There is a draft coming up in the beginning of October.
No way.
Yeah.
I think there's a way we could get Kevin Owens onto Raw.
Imagine.
There you go.
Imagine.
Yeah. But in my opinion, that's exactly where he should go, is SmackDown. There's no reason for him not to stay with WWE. It's not just Vince who's high on him. It's pretty much just about everybody in the office.
You hope.
Except the janitor. The janitor doesn't like anybody.
But if he goes to SmackDown, he's going to be away from his BFF Woods. I want to see the two of them together on TV.
But Kevin and Cole are really good friends, too.
Okay, that could work. Besides,
also he'll be with his left-right cohort, Cesaro.
Cesaro would be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is put Cesaro on Raw, you put Kevin on Raw, keep
you have AJ on. There.
It's just, yeah, you're good.
You turn it into the GameStop of the WWE.
Woods would be really happy about that.
There you go. But definitely, you brought up, in case you brought up that he could entertain the thought of going to Impact, but we've all heard the phrase "big fish in a small pond." Well, that would be a shark in a mud puddle.
So you're saying you want him in Ring of Honor?
Oh shit, that's like Morning Dewdrop.
No, she's on Raw.
I don't mean Dewdrop the wrestler.
So challenging Nick Aldis for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, Adam Cole, baby.
I mean, Brent wants the theory of putting Wyndham on Impact.
I think that would actually draw eyes there, for God's sake. Okay? They already have Decay there. They've already got a weird group. You could just have Brent there to bring over more people from Hot Topic.
You don't need him in Impact.
Well, technically you do if you see the ratings.
That's what makes it sad, is like you want Impact to do well, but... They're totally getting the rub.
Their exposure is just way too limited.
Are they totally getting the rub, Rock? Are they?
I'm sarcastic. They're not getting any sort of rub out of this AEW deal.
But they get Christian Cage as their champion now. You know, on a belt that got traded on a show that's not even theirs.
You know what's weird? The belt he gave back to the company looks better than the belt he currently wears.
Yeah, it does. But it has the other initials on it.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Can't have that one.
I know, but it's like, oh, here's this big grand belt and then this small world title belt that we currently use.
They're still paying off the one that they're using. That's why they put it out there.
So, Tim, you don't want to see him go to AEW?
No. You know, I made the smart-ass comment. They're becoming bloated. Everybody else brought up, like, what are you going to do with him? You know, how long is it going to take before you get any kind of real action? Don't worry about who he's going to face and go over. I mean, you made that point about the talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown, he's already a WWE product. It's not like he'll have to come in as a new entity or anything like that, even though, of course, if he goes SmackDown, quote unquote, he's a new entity. but there's some built-in stuff already good to go. Wouldn't you like to see Adam Cole and Seth Rollins slug it out in a few matches?
How about Adam Cole and Edge?
That was the other one that I was thinking of.
I have his debut feud, if you guys want.
Okay.
Just to kind of ease him in, and you have him working with someone that, you know, he has a little bit of experience with. I think that someone may be getting a title match at Extreme Rules coming up, right? Maybe, from what we saw on Friday?
Who would that be?
A certain Prince?
Oh, no, that's coming up on SmackDown this week, I think.
Oh, because just picture, you know, Finn is fighting Roman. He's going to try and, you know, beat the head of the table. And yet someone else who's coming up from NXT in theory wants to prove that he's, you know, the face of that brand, or was the face of that brand, and should be given certain opportunities. And so he just, I don't know, comes out of nowhere and super kicks him.
Right in the middle of a match.
Costing him his opportunity. And then his first feud would be Adam Cole versus Finn Balor. And I don't think any fan would go, oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, no, that just doesn't sound right.
No.
I was just trying it on.
Yeah. Before we go to break, because we're about to go to break really quick, I want to ask Casey something.
Yo.
What did you enjoy this week in wrestling?
What did I enjoy? I enjoyed Kevin Owens on commentary on SmackDown.
What? He was really good, wasn't he?
He's always good on commentary. For a guy whose second language is English, he does a very, very good job.
Well, being from Maryvale, Quebec, Canada, it's not like English is a second language. It's like 1 and 1A.
Well, technically, he learned to speak English by watching Raw, so my guess is he did not speak English for at least 6 years of his life before he started.
You know, when you point that out, it's no wonder he's a professional wrestler. He learned to speak English by watching pro wrestling. That's the only way he can talk English.
Exactly.
Promo-wise. So it just follows that it would follow.
Yeah, but no, anytime I hear him on commentary, I enjoy it. So.
And he was very professional. He wore a tie.
Yes.
As he always does when he does commentary.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Very impressive. Mateo, I say we go to break.
Yeah, I think we'll take a little bit of a time out here. We got a bunch more to talk about. Believe it or not, I have a random question of the week. And of course, we're also getting back to the all-time greatest female character in pro wrestling, guys. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Law Talk Radio Network and twitch.tv/WTR Live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports. Video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Mondays. Once Monday Night Raw ends, join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy f- moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw post show, Monday nights 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Available now.
The Rack Extra reviews Madden NFL 22. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Get in the game now with the Rack Extra reviews Madden NFL 22.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Thursday nights, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Can we let us say boom?
Let me check.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, so
we need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have boobs. A thumbs up on boobs or I'll tell you now.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people hear? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildpotradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Are you going to say something about Wild Talk Radio or what?
I sure am. Every time we get a chance, we check this out. Wildtalkradio.com. You should, too, if you want to be on the inside.
This is Axe, and I'm Smash. Then you better listen to Wild Talk Radio, or we're going to kick your stinking teeth in.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio. We're live. We're on the internet. If you're listening to us anywhere else, we've got a live interactive chat room at twitch.tv/WTR live. Head on over there, log in or sign up to Twitch. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. And then you can talk to us. We'll answer you back. Those of us who are actually in the chat, right, Wacko Ninja?
You're darn right.
There you go. Just so you know, Casey's Wacko Ninja.
What? No way.
A name that I got from my Wu-Tang name generator.
Yeah, well, it took me a whole month to realize it was you.
Your Wu-Tang generator.
The Wu-Tang generator. He's a Wacko Ninja.
Wu-Tang Clan name generator.
I got that.
It's nothing to mess with.
Yeah, it's kind of fitting. Anyway, yeah. So there are a couple of names in chat that I don't recognize. I'd like to say thanks for tuning in and listening to us ramble on about pro wrestling and, you know, stuff like that. We appreciate it, and we hope that we entertain you enough to bring you back for more programming, which will not be next Sunday Night Rock.
No, we're taking next Sunday off.
And there's a reason for it.
Because me and Brent have to watch a pay-per-view.
Well, okay, there's that, but it's Labor Day.
It's also Labor Day weekend, but me and Brent also have to watch a pay-per-view.
So, I'm watching, too.
Yeah, but we're doing a podcast about it.
Oh, well, okay, that's way more legit than just me casually watching because...
Well, I'll probably casually watch it, but I won't be on the podcast because nobody invited me!
Hey, Tim, do you want to do a podcast probably around a midnight one day next week?
Yeah, not really.
There you go. we have late night taping hours for that podcast, so...
Hey, Tim, do you want to hang with Jobber?
Oh, God, no.
See?
Oh, you almost talked me into it until you brought up the fact Jobber's going to be on it.
So there you go. Anyway.
So, yeah. Anyway, we should dive back into what we were talking about, because we were talking about wrestling. Casey, I got to agree with you. Kevin Owens on commentary is, if it's not gold, it's gold plated.
One of the few people that, that can replace Pat McAfee that I will also enjoy.
Yeah. You know, this is going to sound terrible, but for me, the only thing that really stuck out this week that I actually, completely remember and kind of gotten into was Becky squaring off with, Bianca at the beginning of SmackDown for the whole nothing happened. So you want to fight? Not this week. And, you know, that's like Becky consummating her heel turn.
She's trying to make it work.
And so I just, you know, they're going to try to make her a heel. I just don't see it. The crowd won't accept it. They tried that once before and the crowd will not let it happen. So. But, you know, that's what stuck with me. What did you enjoy this week in pro wrestling, Mr. Intern?
For me, it was one of the things that came out of NXT TakeOver. So we had Joe win the belt.
Yep.
And then the first thing that we saw for NXT that week was Joe came out, and then you had essentially like a parade of contenders, and you start to look it over and you're just like, oh, okay, that would be good. Oh, that would be good. Okay, I kind of want to see that. And mm-hmm. It just kind of opened up the possibilities with the NXT title going in a lot of different possible directions, and it kind of makes you excited because even though we're starting to see this shift in NXT, which, by the way, they released the logo, and I personally am not a fan, but I'm going to try and give it a chance and see if it grows on me.
Like fungus?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
See if it can, you know, see if it kind of like coats me like a big thing of paint, like the logo has on it, but whatever. But no, it's just one of those things, like with Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, LA Knight, all kind of in the wings, and you've got Joe, who's the established NXT presence, you know, the first three-time champion that they've had there. If they do want to change direction, any of those guys that they have that I listed there are viable contenders to take it into a new era. Plus, you still have Tommaso there that is, you know, another one of the old guard that you can also have amazing matches with Joe with.
Oh, yeah. He gave that belt a good little side eye.
Oh, Goldie is always in his view.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Tommaso came back from injury and Adam Cole is standing there with the belt. And Tommaso didn't say one thing. He just walked completely around Adam Cole and was always looking at that belt. And Cole had the best reaction of, like, he grabbed it. And he clutched it to his chest like, no, what are you doing? Because Tommaso is a viable contender that at any point he is sadistic enough that he can, you know, Joe has that mentality as well, where they would push whoever they want to, including their mother, their grandmother, in front of a bus in order to get a chance at that title. So it's just all the opportunities that are there atop the division. Mm-hmm. And not that Karrion Kross was like a glass ceiling, but at the same time, he had such a character that it was like, okay, anyone that's going against Cross is probably going to annihilate them because they had to build him up. But with Joe, he came back from the injury. He's been there a while. But any of these kind of contenders, you're like, they could beat Joe because Joe is an elder statesman.
Well, that brings the question to my mind. See what you can do with this one, Brent. Okay. I'm going to posit to you, Joe is a transitional champion.
I could agree with that. I think if you wanted to give him a decent run with the belt, you could, and it's perfectly viable. But at the same time, having Joe beat Cross eliminated the problem of someone like Pete Dunne or Kyle O'Reilly taking it off and people like, I don't know if I'm going for that or if I believe it. Joe taking it off of him eliminates that, and now you're like, okay, Kyle or Peter or LA Knight taking the belt off of Joe, I could see that. And plus, it would give them a pretty good rub beating the three-time NXT champion.
Uh-huh. Now, how quickly would he have to drop the belt to be considered transitional? What's your time limit for that, considering not just in general, but because it's Joe?
Next takeover.
I say end of the year at the longest.
See, I want to get rid of the word transitional. He's the bridge to what's next. He's taking the belt from what NXT was to whatever NXT is going to be. He's the bridge to what's next.
That's a much nicer term. I'm going to steal that.
Please do.
It's just not an alter bridge. That's someone else.
So the next time I do ring announcing for a wrestling match that you're involved in, Casey, I should introduce you as the bridge.
I mean, since I will never be a bridge to a next champion, I don't think you're ever going to use it.
And even if I did, nobody'd get it unless they listen to us.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, Casey, you said by the end of the year, but Brent, you said by next takeover.
In order to be transitional, I would say typically it's because the next takeover probably won't happen until, what, November?
So that's basically end of the year for them.
Yeah, but I would just say the next big event for them, because in terms of WWE, if you have, you know, one pay-per-view out from winning the title, if you transition that, then yeah, you're a bridge champion. If it's two, you've had kind of a quote-unquote reign with it.
Fair enough.
So Tim, we used to do a segment on the Rack every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, called our Question of the Night.
Yes.
It's still on our format to this day. We have not removed it. Even though we don't do it every week, or every month at least, it's still in the format.
Cool.
A couple weeks ago, we brought a segment called Tim's Random Question of the Week. And it was a hit. What's your random question this week?
Well, what was the first random question? Because that was like the very first one. What did I ask?
I don't remember.
Well, it was the response immediately kicking out after three.
There you go. See, at least somebody remembered. So it was partly rememberable.
I do too many shows, Tim. I don't remember.
And okay, I'm the intern. It's my job to remember. Mm-hmm.
That's why he's here.
There you go. Yeah. The intern, by the way, it's an unpaid position.
But I do get like, college credit.
Yeah, kind of like me being the host, I have to actually pay to do it.
And here's the thing. The intern is the smartest man on this call.
Say what?
It's a fact. It's a fact, right, Brent?
Oh, God. Am I the Lanny Poffo of this network now?
No, it's legit. You are the smartest person here because you're going after things.
I'm working on things. Slowly.
I work on things. Shut up.
But what are you working on, Brent?
A PhD.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't mean you're smart.
That does show his intelligence. Anyway, Tim, what's your random question this week?
Anyway, and this is really going to play up for you, Casey, because you're an indie wrestler, and this is going to ring something for you, Brent, because you're a dedicated fan. But here's the question: is it ever okay for a defeated wrestler to play to the crowd after a match has ended? Like, for example, after the winner raises his hand, gets his cheers or boos, depending on the character, is it okay for the losing wrestler to get up off the canvas, bow to the fans, jump around showboat, climb up onto the ring post and do a pose or wave or show off or anything like that, you know, point to the fans, pose? Is it okay? Start with Casey.
I think it depends on the circumstances. Yes. The most recent example happened tonight at NWA 73. There was, I'm not sure. Did we do spoilers here?
Go for it.
Okay.
Hey, it's already been on. If you missed it, not our fault.
No offense, it's NWA 73. I think we're informing people hold more on. About what happened.
Hold on.
Let me pull up the thing. Hold on. Where's the thing? Okay. We have a thing here. All right. Before, yep. So everyone's aware.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, there you go.
You've been warned.
Okay. Yeah. So tonight at NWA 73, James Storm lost to Chris Adonis in the North American Heavyweight Championship match. Due to Chris Adonis putting his feet on the ropes, causing him to lose. So obviously it's not like he got finished, taken out, whatever. But Chris Adonis, because it was a sneaky pin, sneaky win, he immediately hopped out of the ring, grabbed his belt and ran away like the coward that he is, leaving James Storm in the ring, shocked at the fact that he was defeated and the ref did not catch it. The fans were giving him props and he kind of did a nice little wave and a thank you before he stepped out. So obviously there is a time and a place for it in situations like that. Or, you know, if the fans are calling for it, then it's kind of okay to give them what they want, unless it's like an injury angle or anything like that. Just someone randomly doing it because they're going into business for themselves, quote unquote. No, you gotta know when to You got to know when to do it.
Okay, good enough. Brent, what's your take on the whole thing?
Yeah, I was just going to say also, like, it very much is situational, because one of the things that first jumped in my head when you talked about that was, and I know this is a very particular instance, but Rock, Mania 25, where Sean and Rick fought?
24.
24. But with that, it was, you know, the epic match. Flair's career was on the line. Sean hits the kick after the "I'm sorry, I love you," which of course broke everyone's heart. Hits the pin, talks into Ric Flair's ear, and then he rolls out of the ring to give Flair that moment. In that respect, it's like, yeah, Sean gets the accolade of winning, but it's all about what happens after. And so even though Flair's down in defeat, it's giving everyone a chance to pay homage with that, etc. Another instance that comes to mind was Kofi at Elimination Chamber. When everyone wanted him to win, he went out, gave a great effort, lost to Bryan, but then he's still sitting. You know, the lasting image of that match was him sitting at the door of the chamber, defeated, but Woods and E out there, you know, boosting him up, the fans chanting for him, and that helped get him into the Mania main event, or, you know, the Mania match, and bring about Kofi Mania. If it's just random guy on Monday Night Raw who gets a spot after a match, no. If anything, it should be reserved for, you know, those kinds of moments where you want to drive home a point or you want to reward someone for their effort. Okay. But I don't see, like, Drew McIntyre just jumping up on the ropes after he loses or, you know, wins, regardless, getting adoration from the fans. That doesn't do anything.
Okay, fair enough. One incident you pointed out was a farewell match after the person who's retiring does the job, which is how you go out in wrestling. You go out on your back traditionally, unless you're Trish Stratus.
Or the Undertaker.
Yeah, that's 100% perfectly understandable. That's totally different. And of course, the whole Kofi thing at Chamber, that was scripted. That wasn't an off the cuff thing. So one was expected, one was scripted, and that's perfectly okay. Casey, your example was the slimy sneaky went after the ref missed something.
Yes, sir.
So that works storyline wise.
So it's interesting you bring this up as a question, and I don't know if you meant to or not, because something happened today in sports.
Mm-hmm.
That goes around this question. Mets players were doing a thumbs down point to the fans after they were booing them, and they were doing the thumbs down point back to the fans, and then the players got in trouble for doing the thumbs down.
No, I did not know that, but it's funny. That's impressive.
Were these Mets fans booing the Mets because the Mets were losing?
Yeah.
So what happened is the Mets are, I believe, 63-67. So they're just under 500. They're in a hitting slump in general, like the entire team. And so whenever, you know, Mets strike out or anything, the fans are booing them. So what the players do is every time they got a hit or like a double, they would turn to the fans and, you know, give them the thumbs down to be like, you want to boo us? This is our response.
That's interesting. It just opens up a whole new avenue of questioning, not wrestling related, in genuine sports as opposed to sports entertainment. Should the players be allowed to show the fans in such a manner their feelings and not get in trouble?
Apparently not. Based on the Mets response, no.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because you see it like you see it a lot in the NHL when the team is in the opposition's rink. Players will mock or do stuff to get under the fan's skin. Like you get one of their superstars of whatever team goes and scores a goal, and he exaggerates his celebration, and it's designed to piss off the hometown fans. Or they'll actually skate to the corner boards and jump into the glass and, you know, do stuff like that. And I think having a professional athlete being able to actually give it back a little bit just increases the entertainment level for me. I don't care what the sport is. If they did stuff like that regularly in baseball, I'd watch baseball regularly. I can play the game. I love playing the game. I can't watch it. Baseball to me is the world's second best cure for insomnia, watching baseball, which is probably going to get me into a lot of trouble with a couple of people. But this question that I posed tonight, I wound up reaching because I was trying to, I was racking my brain. What would be a good random question that's not specific, but has something to do with the product? And I'm thinking and I'm thinking and I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden I remembered Owen Hart did two stints in WWE, and a lot of people forget that he got released before he came back. And what got him let go the first time was a house show. I believe it was in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Yes, those are real words, Americans. But it was against Bad News Allen, who was a really good friend of mine. But wrestling is Bad News Brown in back at the time was WWF. Bad News Brown's finishing move was the Ghetto Blaster. And basically that was just he'd basically plant his left arm onto the canvas and literally invert himself and kick you in the back of the head. And then you had to sell being dropped, you know, like a ton of bricks. And the whole idea behind the Ghetto Blaster is it knocked your ass out. Well, this one time, Owen and Bad News are in a match, and it was scripted for Bad News to come out victorious. So he delivers the Ghetto Blaster, holds up his arm, you know, yeah, I'm the winner, I'm the champion. Everybody's booing him because he was the bad guy. And he leaves, and as soon as he leaves, he hears the crowd going absolutely apeshit. And he walked out, opened up the curtain, and there's Owen Hart doing backflips off the ring posts for the crowd. And Allen was some kind of pissed. It took five people to keep him from going back out there and legit beating the shit out of Owen because he was planning on doing it. But 2 days later, Owen got called into Vince's office, and Vince said, maybe right now is not the right time for you to be here. And he was let go and came back to Calgary and worked some more in Stampede Wrestling. So that is where I got that question from.
Tim, you're excuse me. The point you made about the hockey players.
Yeah.
I think if you're giving the opposing fans a little bit of grief, that's fine because it's the opposing fans. The instance with the Mets is that's their home team booing their, you know, so it's kind of like in one, I can kind of see it. In the other one, yes, fans do have the ability to cheer or boo whoever they want. That is your prerogative as fans. And I'm not saying you have to be a homer, but at the same time, if you're going to boo your home team, don't get mad when the players want to give it back.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you completely. And in fact, I have seen that happen. It's happened here in Calgary with Calgary Flames on a couple occasions. It almost never happens up here, but it has on occasion. I've seen it in like Edmonton, and I've seen it a lot more on American teams where players will give it back to the fans. One of the biggest insults in hockey you can do is to throw everybody spends like $300 on these authentic team jerseys, and some idiots have been known to rip off their jerseys like their team's losing 6-2 or whatever. They'll rip off their jerseys and throw them on the ice. First off, you're a freak. If you do that, you're a freaking idiot for literally wasting $300 of your own hard-earned money doing that. I mean, that's dumb. You're dumb. What the hell are you thinking? But I have seen hockey players give it right back to the fans for doing stuff like that. And like I said, it winds up being entertaining. Once or twice, when the Calgary Flames goaltender has had a really bad night, and the fans give it to him after he makes some pretty dazzling saves, and the fans are you know, actually legitimately cheering him. I've seen the goaltender mock them. And for case in point, former Calgary Flames goaltender Mike Smith, who is now goalie for the Edmonton Oilers. That happened to him on a couple occasions here in Calgary. And, you know, most of the goals that he let in were not his fault. So when he gave it back to the fans, I was in his corner.
Okay. We're not doing hockey talk tonight, though, Tim.
I know, but just bringing it up and talking about it.
So about those Maple Leafs.
It's analogous.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Brent, Leafs suck.
They still did better than the Flames this year.
No. At the end of the day, no, they didn't. See, here's the thing. They got, what's his name, Mitch Marner. I know this is not hockey talk, but I got to point this out. This is for Brent. The hockey show. Yeah, no, Brent, NHL 2K22 is going to have, I think it's Mitch Marner on the cover this year.
Oh, not Austin Matthews? Damn it.
Oh, it might be Austin Matthews. It's one of the two. I think it's Austin Matthews. I think you're right. Anyway, I've heard from the beta testers that there's some problems with the game. It's absolutely awesome when you play regularly season mode, but as soon as you get into the playoffs, crashes in the first round.
It's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Kind of hard transition after the bad jokes.
Okay, wait a second. I just want to do one thing, because you didn't let him react properly. You walked right over him and 100% no-sold my joke. Brent, you going to react to that or not?
I'm a Dallas fan and a Toronto fan. What you say doesn't affect me.
other than the fact that I was right. Okay, so the all-time greatest. it's the all-time greatest female character in what? All of pro wrestling, Rock?
In all the professional wrestling, we got Toni Storm and Deonna Purrazzo, Brent.
This one's a little tough because Toni's got a good character. She's been off and on, but like when she's got her kind of rocker aesthetic and when she can perform, she is a great character. Deonna Purrazzo is a good wrestler. There's something about her that I'm just not into. I don't know if it's just like personality wise. I don't know if it's like she has a character and we've gotten to see it in Impact, but I'm also just kind of like not invested with her on a personal level. I don't know if it's her style or what. So I guess for this, I've got to go Toni because she's just a better overall character in my opinion.
Casey?
I've actually personally enjoyed Deonna Purrazzo's work lately. So I chose Deonna.
Tim, break the tie.
Oh, God. I'm not going to elaborate on it.
Okay.
But are you going to give us a choice?
I am going to pick Toni Storm.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. I like Toni Storm, which is she just hasn't done much lately. So Deanna stands out more.
What have you done for me lately?
I'm just going to throw this out. You guys did this to yourself. Asuka versus China. Keishi, go.
Oh God! I didn't do this. I'm new here.
Oh, that's true. He didn't. He has a way out.
Yeah, technically, this is correct.
As much, I mean, China did a lot to put women on the forefront of wrestling. But I enjoy Asuka's character much better, as well as her wrestling. So I'm choosing Asuka.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say this for me, this is what when this is titled best character, I'm looking at it and like, okay, China, a dominant force, but at the same time, she for a long time did not speak and was just kind of silent muscle. That doesn't have a place. Not that that doesn't have a character.
She's Triple H's bodyguard.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to do is compare that to Asuka, which jumps off the page with not only her ability, but her on the mic. Just the second she gets on there, you're just like, what the hell is going on? But you're watching. And so I think all of that together encompassed makes her a better character. So I'm going Asuka.
Tim?
Yeah, well, you're both wrong for a myriad of reasons, and you're only focusing on that one little tiny bit of China's run in WWF at the time. As Triple H's female bodyguard,
I remember her good housekeeping match.
Yeah, you know, she wins the Intercontinental Title Championship.
I remember her date with Sexual Chocolate.
I remember her with
I remember Mamacita.
Yeah, Mamacita with Eddie Guerrero.
I remember her firing a bazooka into
the
sky.
The whole thing. It is definitely two different characters that we're comparing here. Absolutely zero similarity to it. But the whole thing, China was the advent of something. And she was the woman who broke through that glass ceiling. Female wrestler personalities being more than just eye candy and arm candy. And the whole, you know, the whole thing, sometimes the best character is the quiet and menacing character, as opposed to the one who's like, holy fuck, what's going on there? Which is Asuka. But I mean, it's like one perfect case in point. One of the AFI Hot 100 top villains of all time is Darth Vader. And it's because of his quiet, menacing presence that he got that. Did you know that Darth Vader only had 12 minutes of screen time in the original movie?
Yes, but this is an Asuka versus Darth Vader.
Yes,
that's
but
all
also,
it took.
When you
I'm
talk
comparing
about,
China to Darth Vader.
I understand. But you're also saying the fact that Darth Vader was quiet when he had James Earl Jones's booming voice. That's not quiet.
Yeah, but they turned it down, so it was quiet enough. He didn't have that many lines. Anyway, that's my analogy and why you're both wrong. And me being absolutely 100% correct is a moot point because apparently two wrongs move on.
Also, Kong takes on Mickey James, Tim.
Mickey James.
So if they're all that long, elaborate talking, just saying Mickey James. Okay.
Casey. Well, I could elaborate.
Casey.
Mickey James stalked her way into my choice.
What?
Because of the stalker angle.
There
she
we
stalked
go.
Stalked her way into your choice.
Yeah.
Wow. That was well done. I mean, yeah, that was a double take.
Thank you.
That was an audio version of a spit take. That's what that was.
Brent.
No, that was
Brent.
For me, if Kong hadn't gotten hurt a couple of times, she could have had more of a chance here. Because even though she was as dominant as she also was gone a lot. Whereas Mickey, I think the longevity and just the different phases that we saw in her career, and just the ability to go to like Impact and be big there. Her, of course, debut with WWE when she first started with Impact back when she was with Bill Brooks. You know, all of that, I think, lends itself. And plus now, you know, she's doing stuff with NWA. She's back again with Impact. Apparently, she's going to probably be going after the Impact title from what happened tonight.
Yep.
I think it's just one of those things where I have to give it to Mickey for the longevity, just the different changes that we've seen in her along the way. And not to knock Kong, and, you know, after this weekend, you had a great career, you know, great appearance last night, but I just feel like there's a few things lacking when you compare those two. So I have to give the overall character for Mickey.
All right, we got...
Yeah, if we got Mickey James versus Welfare Queen, this would have been a much harder decision.
All right, we got Sienna, a.k.a. Allison Kay, taking on Alexa Bliss. Brent.
Alexa Bliss. Again, just the variety of character that we've seen with her even in the last 3 years. Not that Sienna isn't great on her own. Congratulations on winning the now reinstated NWA Women's Tag Team Championships. Great. But Sienna just kind of seems like a one-note kind of character. Like, every time I've seen her, she does essentially the same kind of thing. And she's good at what she does, but Alexa has range, and she's entertaining, and she just draws your eyes to her when she's on TV. Because she's a cute blonde girl, but because she takes whatever she's given and goes with it. Like, when they turned her heel in NXT and she just ran with it, you're kind of like, wow, she's really bitchy. But in a way that, like, was engaging.
Mm-hmm. Casey?
Alexa Bliss. Not much to add that Brent didn't already say. Anything they give her, she kind of hits out of the park. So, yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, it's unanimous here. Alexa. Completely knocking it out of the park like crazy.
All right, we got Taya Valkyrie, Velvet Sky, Casey.
Taya Valkyrie. Thank you.
Brent?
Taya Valkyrie, especially after this weekend. because I have to knock points off of Velvet Sky's commentary for NWA.
Tim.
Who'd you choose, Brian?
Taya.
And Casey chose Taya. Nobody like no love for Velvet Sky?
It's not that we don't love Velvet Sky. We just think Taya is a better character of the two of them.
Well, Taya is a better character.
They don't want to see the pigeons lose, apparently.
But no, I'm just because Taya's moving on anyway, I'm just going to save Velvet Sky for the shits and the giggles.
Okay. Out of that, I put one for Velvet Sky. Nikki Bella, Alundra Blaze, Tim.
I don't like either one of them all that much character-wise. I'm going to give it to Nikki. Just edges her out.
Casey.
Yeah, Nikki did better character work, but Alundra was the better wrestler. But since this is a character thing, Nikki.
I'm going to be the differing opinion for one. I'm going to go Alundra Blaze / Medusa, because her early work in WCW, like the early 90s, there was that. There was the fact that she came to WWE, was Alundra Blaze. Then she came back, was Medusa again in WCW. And they kind of screwed her in not making the women's division like they thought she was going to get.
Can I tell you a secret, Brent?
Yeah.
Medusa's on the board.
Still.
Yeah, as a separate entity.
I'd still give it to Alundra Blaze in WWE, though, because I think when she was fighting in the WWE with the Joshi style, it's different than Nikki, who, while she did have the great reign at times, I think she was very cardboard in some of her deliveries and performances. But that's fair.
Anyway. Naomi and Molly Holly. Brent, speak here.
Someone go get the front door. Someone's there.
Motion detect at your front door.
If we're going off of pure character, I like Naomi. I think she's got, you know, a good thing with Feel the Glow. She did well with the Funkadactyls. But really, can you go against Molly Holly and, you know, Super Molly? No. I gotta give it to her for just that, for how she embraced the hardcore title.
Okay. Casey.
Yeah, Molly Holly, you got the superhero and the right to censor all in one little hardcore package.
And she was willing to shave her head.
Yes.
Wait, Molly Holly was right to censor?
That was Ivory.
That was Ivory.
Was she not in there too?
No.
Didn't she do some sort of like transition into some sort of serious?
She went serious.
She was a serious wrestler, but she wasn't right to censor. That was
Ivory.
I could have swore she was in there too with Ivory.
Not that I remember.
That's fair, but still, she had range. Naomi, though, great character. She has a window to do other things. It's just not there yet.
Tim.
Yeah, it's Molly Holly.
All right. Bailey versus Jordynne Grace. Brent.
If we were just talking about happy-go-lucky Bailey, that would be one thing. But the fact that Bailey was Uber fan and then went into this other role that she completely embraced as a heel, I have to give it to Bailey for character alone on just that transition.
Tim.
Bailey, baby.
Casey.
I like Thick Mama Pump. You gotta give it to Bailey.
You like what?
Casey?
Thick Mama Pump.
Mama Pump. Oh, God. give him another round of applause, Brent.
That I gotta give you credit.
What? She goes by Thick Mama Pump?
I know. That's what's funny about it. Eve Torres, Brie Bella, Casey.
I gave it to Eve Torres only because I did not see her kicking Zack Ryder in the crown jewels coming. Whereas I've never questioned anything that Brie Bella has ever done.
Who knew in 24 hours we made the same references about Eve Torres on this network? Brent.
Yep. Yep, thanks to the Intern's Corner.
Heard every Saturday on CB Radio. Who you got?
For me, I've got to go Eve Torres, just for the simple fact of, Rock, what? You have Brie Bella's intro. No, kidding. That alone is just a no. But, like, Eve, I think, just had, again, a different kind of all-around character. Not knocking Brie, she became better with her character, but for so long, it was just, oh yeah, she's a twin.
Brie Bella!
God damn it, Rock.
You ask and you shall receive.
I know.
You do shit like that and there's no way he's going to be able to keep a straight face for at least 15 minutes.
I know. That's the whole point. Tim?
Nice. You know, I already begrudgingly voted for Nikki Bella Brie as just the twin.
Just the twin. Wow.
She's lesser talented. Her character is a little vanilla. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with vanilla. Try vanilla Coke. It's not bad. Not as good as cherry Coke. And because it's not as good as cherry Coke, I'm going with Eve Torres.
Also from Brent.
Free love!
What was that? Was that like pre whatever that music?
No,
adjusting that, technology
that,
is.
That was what? That was Paige on Total Divas saying.
Free love.
Oh.
So we got three. We got three more to go before we're completely into round three. Are we?
Yeah, we're going to run through these.
Let's burn through the last three for tonight.
That's where we're going. Victoria, Zelina Vega, Tim.
Well, it's Victoria.
Brent.
Yeah, Victoria's had a better overall character. I like Zelina, but...
Kishi.
Zelina's cute. She doesn't belong in that ring.
She's talented.
I'm going to pick Zelina Vega just because of when she was managing Andrade. And man, can she talk on that microphone.
Ember Moon, Deborah, Kishi.
Ember Moon.
Brent.
Ember over Deborah.
Tim.
Which Deborah are you referring?
Deborah McMichaels?
The one with the cookies? You see, you guys pick Ember Moon. I'm going for Deborah just because she had some great cookies.
Kairi Sane, Brooke Tessmacher, Brent.
Even though Bully ended up with what he called the hot Brooke, no, it's still Kairi Sane.
Kishi.
Kairi.
Tim.
Yeah, no, I'm picking Kairi Sane, and it's not just because I've got some kind of a weird crush on her. Well, it could be.
Could be. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's our show.
That is Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night for Sunday, August 29th. Programming note, we are taking next Sunday off because it's, well, it's a Labor Day long weekend. And, yeah, you know, Brent refuses to take a freaking day off his real job, so we're going to force him to actually no, because he'll be doing the pay-per-view.
Yep. No. Sunday we might not be recording it. But
oh, you won't be recording Sunday. Okay.
No.
Still working.
He's still working.
So, that being said, then he's going to have Sunday night off.
Maybe. We'll see.
Wrestle Talk Radio. Off or Talk Radio. Wild Talk Radio Network.
Anyway. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But, hey, programming continues throughout the week, guys, starting tomorrow night. Immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show. Check it out. If you didn't get a chance to watch Raw, Scott will break it down for you. Rock will break it down for you in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Do it. Monday night's Raw Post, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And, of course, Thursday night's at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain. It's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your lovely host, Lindsay Ward. I think she's still listening. I don't think that she's shut us off yet.
We'll see. It's The Rack Live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have news, notes, and discussion, and NXT Rundown, plus two of the week, and so much more. It's The Rack Live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. You can also check out The Rack Extra Reviews. Madden NFL 22 available now.
Oh my God! Yeah, she's still tuned in. I don't know if she's listening because I brought it up. She's in the chat room and like after everything I said, she goes, "Huh?"
Also, I have to make it clear: Lindsay is also on the post show because Tim forgot about her.
Nope, it's just God. Rock Showdown. Lindsay gets a day off.
You forgot about Lindsay. She does the post show as well.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. Please yell at me later. I'm a little bit busy at the moment, but I can make time for you to give me shit afterwards. So, yeah, I'm sorry. You do still have to watch Raw tomorrow night, and that's going to be 3 hours of your life you'll never get back. hey, you should actually check out Fortnite with friends. Use the creator code ROCKANDSOCK. Rock?
Yeah, use creator code ROCKANDSOCK or Linz M. Mord in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store because we're hashtag Epic Partners.
There you go. And, of course, one more radio show going live Saturday night at midnight-ish Eastern, 10-ish Mountain. will be another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the group of guys that have been banned in 46 states, CB Radio.
The home of the Greater Than Great Debate every Saturday night, midnight-ish, for 700-plus episodes and counting at CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight at CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Hey, Tim.
I didn't say that, but I just responded to Lindsay. What, Rock?
Did you know that we're now on Amazon Music?
Hey, are we on Amazon Music?
Yeah.
And Spotify?
And Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Podcasts. Just search the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can also tweet us.
Wow, you just totally broke up and I didn't hear a single thing
cool.
You said.
We're just going to move on. You can also follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at WTO Sunday Night. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network and Twitter.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Cool.
Now you
know. Rock.
What?
I'm on Twitter.
Oh boy.
Do you want to know what my Twitter is?
Sure.
It's at Flames Forums. That's one of them. So you should follow me at Flames Forums if you're into sports, if you're into wrestling, hockey, whatever. If you like my dad jokes or you hate my dad jokes or you consider them a train wreck, you just can't avoid them for the gawker experience. Follow me at Flames Forums on a serious side and the business side. If you're curious as to how my life as a self-employed handyman goes, follow me at Tim's_toolbox. You'll get photos of jobs that I'm working on that I've got completed that I'm about to start, some tips and tricks for the do-it-yourselfer as well, and stuff like that at Tim's_toolbox on Twitter. Casey, you need two Twitters.
Yeah, but I hardly go on my one Twitter, so why do I need two?
So you have a second one to hardly go on to.
You can see me put over all the places that I wrestle at Kyle Driver on both Twitter and Instagram. So just go there for any other information so I can keep this short.
Okay, independent professional wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
Yes, sir.
I'll just call you Keishi like Otto does.
Otto and like
everybody
80%
else.
Of everybody else that I meet.
Well, hey, nobody can be as perfect as me in getting the pronunciation right. Hey, you know what? Our intern is on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm making friends on Twitter daily. So if you want to see what kind of opinions I have, you can follow me at King Kittens on Twitter.
There you go. That being said, I do believe we're done, Rock. Did I miss anything?
Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming, you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen, but then we're done.
Man, you gotta learn to talk faster.
It's the gimmick for that plug. You say it really fast. The whole point.
Have yourselves a great week, everybody. We'll catch you, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.